But it's just wonderful to be together, isn't it? We're all inclusive. We all love the Lord from the pulpit to the door. And on the left side and on the right side, we're like one big ship. Just don't get into the ship where Jonah was, because he got in a little bit of trouble. You'll be thrown overboard. All right. A few weeks ago, I preached a message called A Lighter Load. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." So I ministered a little bit about a lighter load to all. A-L-L, a lighter load. And I might reiterate just three or four little points there to give the foundation if you weren't here. Every Sunday it's a little different. Different ones come and go. But someone said to me, "So that's wonderful, and it sounded good, and it's great we can cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us, but how do we do that?" Wow, I thought, wow, that's an interesting question. How do we do that? So I've had a few weeks to ponder this and seek the Lord about this and put this together, and I thought, let's go with a part two of application. A lot of times it is nice that we can say, you know, let's cast everything on him. How do we do that? So this morning, that is my purpose and that is my message this morning, is kind of like a part two of application. How can we do that and how we can accomplish that? One thing that I say might work for Janine, another thing, it might not work for her, it might work for Karen, another one might work for Marilyn. You know, when you get different thoughts and different things, somebody will pull something out and say, wow. And you know what? To me, if it's all heard and then everyone says, oh my goodness, that's one point I hadn't thought of and I like that. I can take that. It's worth it. It's worth it. Because that's when we can grow and we can grab onto something and go with it. So I talked about a lighter load. And I was saying how sometimes we have such heavy burdens and we need to lay them down. And Jesus has the ability and the supernatural ability to meet us where we are and to help us to lay down our load, and gives us a promise. He gives us a promise that if we'll just lean on him and give it to him, he would make us a heavy, lighter load. So this is what Jesus' promise is. And he even said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." His yoke isn't easy. His part is not really easy. Can you imagine one person saying, "Give me all your problems. Give it on to me. I'll take them all." Wow. As a human being, I couldn't do that. I can take on one at a time and we can, you know, minister to each other. But there's a man that's saying, "Lay them all on me. Give them all to me." So if you were here and remember that at the end of my message, I said, you know, I have one more point, but I'm not going to bring that out. And it was just time to move on. So I have that one more point, and then we will move on. So if you want to turn to in the New Testament to 1 Peter 1:13, you can read this with me. It's in the New Testament, somewhere around the two-thirds through. It's the 1 and 2 Peter. It's more toward the end of your New Testament. 1 Peter 1:13 says this, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So the writer says, gird up your minds. Part of us laying down our burden, part of us getting a lighter load for ourselves, is we have to recognize that somehow we have to start somewhere. And the mind has a lot to do with what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're thinking. And we have to imagine ourselves renewing our mind. And Joe brought this out a little while ago. I thought, oh, there's a good springboard there. So we're kind of tag teaming there. But we get our minds renewed. And how do we do that? We have to envision ourselves in our memories, in our minds, as being able to be able to, Lord, I do. I can see myself accomplishing this. I can see myself getting through this. I can see myself doing this. Lord, I may be afraid, but now I see myself stronger. Lord, help me to envision myself as a warrior, as a person that can fight a good fight of faith and win. Lord, help me to get my memory to a place that I'm a winner and not a loser. Help me to get myself to the place of believing and not unbelieving. Help me to get my place. And Jesus was always doing that. He, you know, something would happen. He'd say, where's your faith? Oh, how do we do that? One bullet point is getting our minds to the place of recognizing that we can. And, you know, that sounds really simple, but it's harder to do in real life. And that's what I have found in life, you know. It's one thing to get it. It's another thing to put it into practice. So we're going to envision ourselves as being able to do it, being able to walk, being able to have a lighter load, and having that with confidence. First Peter says we can do that. He said to do it. Therefore, gird up. And anytime you see a therefore, sometimes you have to go back and see what it's there for. What is it there for? Gird up your minds. That's what he starts out. And be sober and rest in hope. There is a hope. I have an absolute hope. I believe. I have a confidence. And in your mind, you begin to recognize that I can get through this. I can receive. I can receive. I am going to be strong. I am going to be strong. And, you know, sometimes you are who you hang with. If you hang with unbelievers, I didn't say you don't want to minister and be amongst them. But, you know, those that you hang with sometimes have an influence upon you. So, you know, it's wonderful to have Christian brothers and sisters. I want to be a blessing to somebody. I don't want to drag you down. I want to lift you up. So I'm going to help you to have a lighter load. I want to help you to have a lighter load. Now, it talks about the mind. I'd like to say something that I rarely hear, if ever, because we just, you know, I want to make it clear, and I don't want to use words that we can't understand, but I want us to recognize something, that our minds are connected to our inner man. Our minds are connected to our soulish part. If you believe that you're greater and more than an animal, if you believe that God has instilled into you a soulish realm, a spirit realm, then we have to realize that we have to bring our minds into focus and realize that it's in a soulish realm that we can submit to the Lord. When we're submitting our minds, we're submitting our bodies, our spirit, our soul. We're submitting to him that we can have a lighter load. So focus and meditate. The psalmist said a lot, I will meditate. I will meditate. What's meditation? It isn't hearing. It's not speaking. It's dwelling. It's thinking. It's meditating. The dictionary says to engage in thought. So we reflect in our minds. We reflect in our minds and meditate. We're going to engage. We're going to say, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm going to be confident that you're going to work it out in a way that you can, in a way that you will. Now, I've been a Christian for many years, and at one time I was taught that you can will God to do just about anything, and as one scripture says, even demand the Lord. But there was a preacher this year in camp at Mahaffey that said something I thought was very interesting. He said, you know, we don't just serve a God that we believe that can just meet our expectations. So he's more than that. So sometimes we have to just throw ourselves on the mercy of God and say, God, whatever your will is. I'm throwing myself on your mercy. This is what I really feel like I need. And let God seem to find the answer. Because sometimes it seems like it comes immediate, and sometimes it seems like it takes a while. Sometimes it seems like our prayers aren't answered. But you know what? I believe if we give our minds and our soul and our spirits to Him, He's going to work things out slowly but surely. He's going to work out through the Holy Spirit. I have a scripture, and I know that's kind of deep. I have a scripture I want to read to you, and I want you to read it with me. Hebrews 4:12. It's over. You'd have to turn over a little bit to the left in your Bible. It's right close by Peter, right to the left a little bit in Hebrews 4:12. I can quote this scripture because it's so important to me, and I believe it has many meanings. But for the purpose of what I'm seeing right now, I want you to see something. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful." The word. This is the word. That's why, of all the books that I've ever written, this is the only word that's living. It's powerful because it speaks to us, and it teaches us things, and it speaks to our inner man. So how do we receive this? We hear it, but then our minds have to process it. "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword." Now watch. "Piercing even to the soul and spirit." And what it's saying is deep inside of us, into the joints and marrows. And, wow. Now here we got. I just don't want to go too fast here. We have the word of God that's living and powerful. And now He says, "This word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So the thoughts is in our minds. So we have God saying, "This is great and this is powerful, and I want the word of God to get into your minds." Why? Because our thoughts erupt out of our heart, and our heart and our soul and spirit is kind of like, you know, one. It's like an egg. You know, an egg, you have the yolk, you have the albumin, and you have the shell. And it's three in one. How can that be? It is. It's like some people don't believe in a Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How can you have three in one? I don't know, but it is. And here, we have the Word of God trying to get into our spirit. And He also says, basically getting into our minds, because He's trying to get into the thoughts and intents of our minds. So we bring our thoughts and intents to Him, and that's deeper than just reading a fiction novel. It's deeper. It's inside of our soulish realm. So that's just some food for thought. But I want it to be understandable. I want to understand somehow. And I don't know if I fully understand it, but I do realize that our minds are connected with our inner man, with our soulish realm, especially after you get saved. So that's a bullet point. Another bullet point, so to speak, would be something that some might deem, and we're still talking about how can we get a lighter load. How can we get a lighter load? Well, it sounds a little simple, and it sounds a little bit preachy, and I don't mean it to be. But when the tempter came to Jesus in Matthew, it actually says the tempter, and then it goes on to say the devil came to Him and said, "If you be," and He would tempt the Lord with something. What was Jesus' answer? Can anyone tell me what's the three words that Jesus said? He said, "It is written." Now, "it is written," we just read it, the Word of God is quick and powerful. So we need to read the Word, and we need to understand it and try to help it to make us stronger so that we can refresh our memories. So this is all like a ball of twine. You know, if you unravel it, it looks really awful. but when it's all together, it looks pretty nice. So this ball of twine has to be molded. You know, it has to, you know, it's, don't come unraveled on me. When Jesus said to the devil, "It is written," he would quote the word of God. So if you have a problem, seek a scripture. Look into the, find a nugget, find something, a gold nugget in a word. Find a word of God that is applicable to your problem, and therein rest, and you can declare, "Thus saith the Lord." You could say, "It is written." And I'll tell you how powerful that is. When the devil heard the words, "It is written," the scripture said, the devil left him. Some people believe the devil's all over. I mean, just like God, he's omniscient, he's all powerful. No, he's not. He's a being. And he comes to us and he tempts us and he talks to us and he sits on our shoulders, so to speak, and tries to discourage us or say things or, you know. We can resist the devil. The scripture says, and he will flee from us. But it is written. The word of God is the most powerful thing we have. So we take the word and we use it. And we try our best as humans. None of us are perfect. But we try to say, "Lord, I'm going to resist this. I'm going to quote a scripture." Let me give you an illustration. If you're afraid, if you are just absolutely alone, or you're afraid, then maybe find Psalms 34:7 that says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them." If you're afraid, wow, you have the Lord on your side. You have angels around you. You can be free from that fear. The only thing we need to do is fear the Lord. I'm not even sure if they say fear of fear. Fear the fear itself. I don't fear the fear. I fear the Lord, and I know that he's strong enough to be able to make us have a lighter load. So pinpoint your problem. Look to the Bible, and you can find an answer. That is another way that you can find an answer and lean on it and just, you know, and just believe it. And just ask the Lord to help you. And as you find scriptures, and if you have financial problems, maybe in Philippians it says, "He will supply all my need according to his riches and glory." He will supply all my need. God, I can't command you, but I want you to help me here. I want you to show me the way. I want you to help me with what I do. Sometimes, you know, everyone, you know, believes that God's just going to drop money into our hands, but I believe that God gives us wisdom to do with what he's given us. So whatever it is, pinpoint it and find an answer. There is an answer for a lighter load. And it doesn't always come when we want. But in due time, if we are persistent and confident, he'll help us. And we'll become more confident and stronger. Another thing, a point is sometimes just throw yourselves on the mercy of God. Say, "God, I don't understand why this is. And you know what, Lord? I'm not even going to begin to try. I'm done trying. I'm putting myself at the foot of the cross. I'm putting myself at your mercy. I'm just laying myself before you. I can't do anymore." You know what God said? He said, "I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." He said, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy." So sometimes if you don't know what to do, just throw yourselves on the mercy of God. Throw yourself at the foot of the cross. Just to put yourself there. Sometimes, sometimes we're not going to feel like we got the answer. Sometimes we're not all going to be healed. Sometimes things aren't going to happen. But you know what? We worship him. And one of the thoughts I had was worshiping God no matter what. Daniel was going to serve the Lord whether the lions ate him or not. There were some that have been martyrs. There are some that threw themselves at the mercy of God and they'll receive a martyr's crown. We don't know what God's going to do, but we know that he's going to have his way if we throw ourselves at his foot. "Lord, I throw myself at the mercy of God. I give myself to you. I lay myself on you. And if I do that, I can have a lighter load. Even if things don't change, in my heart, he's going to give me encouragement. He's going to give me a lighter load. One of the scriptures we read was about grace. So we can also pray for grace. We receive grace, but I don't see anything wrong with saying, Lord, help me to have the grace for this. You know, the great apostle Paul, he had a thorn in his flesh, and he had something wrong with, we believe it was a vision problem, and he prayed that the Lord would take it from him. I would love to say to you, God took it from him and gave you some great big, you know, deal that God just healed him, and you know, but you know what? He didn't. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, today we'd say, well, I guess we're going to have to deal with it. You know, sometimes we have to deal with it because it's life. Sometimes people have said to me, man, that's just the devil. I said, wow, it might look like the devil to you. To me, it just looks like life. If you've lived a long while, you know that life has its ups and downs. And sometimes if you feel down, though, you just ask God for his grace, ask him for his presence, ask him to help you make it through and give you a peace in your mind and give you a peace in your heart. They're 18 inches away, and you can do it. I can have a peace. I can have a lighter load. So as we move on this week, I just pray that God will just help you and help you to realize that, wow, there's a lot of situations in life, but be encouraged. Jesus said, cast upon me, give me your burden, and I will give you rest. So we're not really seeking sometimes an answer as much as we are seeking peace and rest in him that he will take you through. I'm convinced that if we rest in him and cast ourselves at his feet, throw ourselves under mercy, and he said, God, give me the grace, we can do it. We can get through it. It's not easy. But somehow in our minds, we have to realize it's deeper than the body. It's deeper than this cranium. It's deeper than our skull. It's deeper than the gray matter that's underneath. It's deeper. It's in our soulish and spirit realm. And when we can do that, we can touch God. And you know, this comes with part of a relationship. It's part of a relationship with the Lord. Help me, Lord. And he's most of the time it seems like he's late. It really does most of the time, but somehow he shows up, or he wills something else, and we say, God, I accept your will, and I will worship you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was just about to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And they said what? They said, I will not bow to that image. God, if you save us, I'll be really glad. I'll be happy. And this is going to be wonderful testimony. And it's just going to be victorious. But if you don't, I still refuse to bow myself to the Baal. So you're not going to give in to the devil. You're going to resist the devil. You're going to take the word of God. You're going to say it is written because you've read it. Or because you found something that will help, and you're just going to say, Lord, I'm just going to believe it. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth, no matter what comes or goes. If the storm seems so bad that I just don't know if I can make it through tomorrow, I'm going to rest in my heart in you. I'm going to rest my mind in you. My mind is yours. My heart is yours. So if it feels tough to me, I need your help. Help me. The psalmist said, I will look to the hills from whence comes my help. So help us. Help us, Lord. Help us in Jesus' name. I do pray that something that was out of the word will help you and realize that God can give you a lighter load. It may not be the exact way we want it, but it will be the way that God purposes for us at this time. And in your life, I pray in Jesus' name. Brother Joe, would you please close us in prayer? We'd appreciate it.